Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Bible Storyland. We are bowing down this morning in worship and praise to the Most High. We are giving ourselves totally, totally to the Father. And we are bowing down and seeking His face this morning. So welcome to Bible Storyland. It is November the 11th, 2017. My God, this year is almost over. So I'm so grateful you joined us this morning to worship and bow down and praise the Most High God, because He deserves all the glory. He deserves all the praise. So we confess that He is Lord of our lives, and He is Lord and God of the whole world. He sent Jesus that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So this morning, Father, we confess that You are Lord of our lives. Lord, You said who can know their errors, and we don't know our errors. So we come, oh God, to humbly bow before You, to ask You to make corrections in us where there's error, to ask You, Lord, to forgive us for presumptuous sin. Forgive us for any iniquities, God forbid, any sins, transgressions, trespasses against You, oh Lord. Forgive us, O Lord. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us, O God. So we bow down this morning to come to say that You are Lord in us, in our temples, O God. O God, You are holy God, and You are requiring holiness of us, O God. So this morning we come to align with Your perfect will, O God. We come to say thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, the devil is running rampant. So we, the violent, come to take it by force, to take our places by force. Oh, God, we're Your people. We come to unite together, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, to take back our children, to take back our families, to take back, oh, God, what the devil has wreaked in our lives, to take back, oh, God, those things that rightfully belong to us, the right to worship and praise in our workplaces, the right to worship and praise in our homes, the right to worship and praise in the school system, oh God. So, Father, forgive us when we've been negligent, oh God, to fight the good fight of faith. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we stand in awe of Your presence. And we know, Lord God, that we are soldiers in Your army. So we come this morning dressed according to Your plan. We have on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Our loins are girded about with truth. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We have the sword of the Spirit in one hand, the shield of faith in the other, and You are our rear guard. And so this morning we say, have Your way, Almighty. Have Your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless and honor You this morning. You are Lord in this place. You are Lord in our temples, oh God. And we just come this morning to say thank You, because You are God and Lord of our lives. You are a shepherd. You created us, O God. You are a great creator. And we yield to You, O God. We thank You, Lord God, O God, for guarding us morning, noon, and night, watching over us even as we sleep. And we are thankful, Father God, that You love us in the name of Jesus. And, Father, You commanded us to love You with all of our heart, soul, and strength. So we come this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to repent for any way that we have not loved You totally. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, forgive us for distractions in our lives, oh God. So, Father, we come asking You to guide us daily from the time we get up to the time we go to bed. Guide our steps in the name of Jesus. Order our steps in Your way, in Your word. We don't know the way, but we are sure that You are the way, the truth, and the life. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just honor your presence this morning, and we say thank you to the Most High God. Thank you that you are Lord and Savior, and there's no God like you. So, Father God, I thank you that we're redeemed from the curse through the blood of Jesus. We are the seed of Abraham, and his blessings are ours. We choose blessings instead of curses in our lives, and we choose life instead of death. We break and release from ourselves all generational curses and iniquities as a result of sins of our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses on both sides of our families back 60 generations in the name of Jesus. We break all curses of witchcraft, sorcery, divination in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of pride, rebellion in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of death and destruction in the name of Jesus. We break and rebuke all curses of sickness and infirmity in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of poverty, lack, and debt in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of rejection in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of double-mindedness and schizophrenia in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of Jezebel, Ahab, in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of divorce and separation in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of lust and perversion in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of confusion and mental illness in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of idolatry in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses causing accidents and premature deaths in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of wandering and vagabond in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all spoken curses and negative words spoken against us by others in the name of Jesus and by those in authority, and we bless them. We break and release ourselves from all inflicted curses by negative words we have spoken in the name of Jesus. We command every demon hiding and operating behind a curse to come out in the name of Jesus. We loose ourselves against every satanic and demonic conspiracy against our lives in the name of Jesus. Let the secret counsel of the wicked be turned into foolishness. Let those gathered against us be scattered. Send out your light, O Lord, and scatter the enemy. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. The gates in hell and plans of hell shall not prevail against us. So, Father, we thank you that you are the Almighty God. Nothing is impossible to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are thankful this morning that the Most High God loves us and that he is always with us. He has never forsaken us. He carefully formed us in our mother's belly, and he is with us. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. Even when it looks like he's not even around, he's right there, right there, right there in the midst of us. He's watching out for us. He is our protector. So because of the enemy today trying to run rampant in our lives, we are waging war against the enemy. So this means war. We are waging war against the enemy who come to fight against our soul. We are waging war against the enemy. We are the violent, taking it by force. So we waging war against the enemy this morning who try to come in and wreak havoc in the lives of our family, the lives of our children, the lives of our mates, the lives of our neighbors, neighborhoods. We take our neighborhoods back by force. This means war. No matter what the attack, we are not going to turn back. This means war. So we are waging war against the enemy. This means war. We are waging war against the enemy that come to fight against us. We take up shield and buckler because the Lord is fighting the fight for us. This means war. We've got joy in our soul. God is in control. Yes, Satan's on our trail, but we are saying all is well in the name of Jesus. We are watching and we are praying. No matter what the attack, we are not going to turn back. This means war. This means war. We are fighting, waging war against the enemy. This means war. This means war. We're pleading the blood of Jesus over our doorposts. We're pleading the blood. There's power in the blood, healing in the blood. Everything we need is in the blood. We are pleading the blood because there's power in the blood. Yes, we have. We've been in the storm. We've been in the rain. And we are waging war against the enemy who comes to fight against us, fight against our families, fight against our neighbors. We are waging war against the enemy who tries to fight us on every hand. He tries to interfere in our family, interfere with our children, interfere with our grandchildren. This means war. We are dressed for war. We have on our battle gear, and this means war. So today we take back everything the enemy has taken back. We take it by force. This means war. We are warring against the enemy of our soul, that enemy who tried to come in, who tried to sneak in and slither in. Oh, no, we cut him off at the root. This means war. We are taking everything back the enemy has stolen from us by force. And we are thanking God for breaking and destroying every generational curse in us and our children and our families. And so we are thanking God this morning that he is the battler, the great battler. We don't know how to fight like he fights. When he fights, he'll never lose a battle. So we're thanking the Lord this morning. This is Family Day, and we're excited about family. You know, families were created by God. We didn't create family. We didn't say, I want this child right here, Lord. I want that child. No, no, no. He gave us children. He handpicked them. Even us, he handpicked us, formed us, shaped us in our mother's belly, carefully watched over us in the secret place. Yeah, he has a plan. He said, I know the plans I have for you, good plans, to bring you to your expected end. He has great plans. Even when it looked like he's not there, he is there. Even when it looked like he's forgotten, he has not forgotten. When the enemy come in and say, uh-uh, God didn't say that. The enemy is a liar. Let every man be a liar, and God is truth. God is the truth. The family is so important to God that he created Adam and he created Eve. He told them, he said, look, be fruitful and multiply. Be fruitful and multiply. So today the earth is filled with the multiplication that God wants. But you already know man born a woman is full of trouble. So there's trouble in the land. Trouble, and that means war. We got the war against the enemy who trying to interfere in our family, who trying to turn our mates against us, who trying to turn our children against us, trying to turn our families against us. No, not so, devil. We take it back by force. We decree and declare that there will be no strife in our families, no envy, no jealousy, no murder. No, all of that. We cast it out of our families right now. And we say unity and love is the way. We're not holding no grudges. We're not taking offense. We're not accepting discord. Oh, no, rudeness, manipulation, plotting, selfishness, self-centeredness, gospel, uncleanness, unforgiveness, and the list goes on. So we are cutting all of that stuff off at the root right now. We say go and do not return in our families. We say go and do not return. So as we pray this morning, Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for destroying every generational curse. Heavenly Father, we repent of any sins in our lives and our ancestors going back 25 generations that have resulted in curses or a curse. And we repent of all of our sins for not keeping your commandments. Having other gods before you, forgive us, Lord. Making or buying images, forgive us, Lord. Bowing down and serving images. For taking your name in vain, O God. for not observing and keeping your holy Sabbath day, not honoring you, Father, our fathers or our mothers, for murder, adultery, stealing, bearing false witnesses, coveting a neighbor's spouse, house, land, servants, donkeys, etc., cars, whatever it is, anything that is our neighbors, not loving you with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and not loving our neighbors like we love ourselves. We repent, O God, or not loving ourselves. O God, we ask forgiveness. Cleanse us with your precious blood. Cleanse us through the blood of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we repent of all of our sins, and we thank you for forgiving us in the name of Jesus. We ask you to destroy all curses, generational curses that have been placed on us, on our spouses, on our children. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, back 10 generations. And so, Lord, we thank you for breaking the bondages from us in the name of Jesus, breaking and destroying them, Lord God, not leaving, letting them return. And so, Father, we thank you for all that you've done and all that you're about to do. We praise your mighty name. You are a holy God, a righteous God. So we come to honor you this morning. We come to give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. And we say, Father, we adore and bless you. We stand in awe of your magnificence this morning. So as I said, today is Family Day. Let's praise the Lord like never before. We have Pastor Hawkins on with us from Paducah, Kentucky. She's going to sing this morning. Good morning, Pastor. How are you, Pastor Hawkins?
Good morning, Minister G. I'm doing great. Doing great. I tell you what, the Lord woke me up this morning, so I don't have anything to complain about. I'm doing great, great. He's so good to us.
Yes,
he is. I
can't
tell it all. He's so good. He's so good. He's so good. Well, since today is Veterans Day, I want to sing I'm a Soldier in the Army of the Lord.
Amen.
I'm a soldier in the Army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. I've got my war clothes on in the army of the Lord. I've got my war clothes on in the army. I've got my war clothes on in the army of the Lord. I've got my war clothes on in the army. If I die, let me die in the army of the Lord. If I die, let me die in the army. If I die, let me die in the army of the Lord. If I die, let me die in the army. There's a storm out over the ocean, and it's moving this old way. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, it will surely drift away. Drift away, Lord, away. It will surely drift away. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, it will surely drift away. There's a storm out over the ocean, and it's moving this old way. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, it will surely drift away. Drift away, Lord, drift away. It will surely drift away. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, it will surely drift away. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army.
Amen, amen. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. We are. And you know what? This means war. As soldiers in the army of the Lord, we are taking it back by force. And we are coming closer to the Lord because we need him like never before. Look at the earth. Look at what's going on in the world. Families being destroyed, all kind of stuff, wars and rumors of war. We got to be soldiers, faithful soldiers. We got to keep our battle gear on in the army of the Lord. So I thank Pastor Donna for singing that song, I'm a Soldier in the Army of the Lord. We got to act like soldiers. You know, sometimes we get too relaxed on our job. We don't pray like we should. We don't intercede. You know, we just let the devil just run havoc in our house, in our neighborhood, in our church. Yeah, we just let the devil do whatever he wants. But we say, no, not no more. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord, and we are taking it back by force. We're sick of the mess that the devil's doing in our families all around us. We are sick of it, and we are taking it back by force. We were waiting for Jackie to come on this morning, so I was hoping she'd be on at this point, but it looks like she's not on yet. So I called her. So she'll be on soon. But we are thanking the Lord this morning for what he's doing on Bible Storyland in each one of us. You know, he is a mighty God. He's the awesome king. Oh, my God, he's so awesome. We can't even describe how awesome he is, how mighty he is, how powerful he is. He is the Most High God. He is a loyal and a faithful king. He knows what he's doing. Sometimes you say, God, are you still there? Yeah, he's still there. What did he promise? He's not a man that he should lie. Didn't he promise that he would never leave us nor forsake us? He is not a man. He don't make vain promises like we do. His word is sure. When God tells us something, he's going to do it, and he does it. So you don't have to worry at all. God's going to keep his promise. Whatever he promised to you, I don't care if it looked like it's delayed, it's going to come forth because he is not a man. He don't lie. He is truth. He is the truth, and he will make sure the promises that he's made to you come forth. Hallelujah. So we wait on the Lord. We wait on the Lord. We wait on the Lord with hope. Yeah, we know by faith. What is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Even though we may not have evidence of it right now, we say, oh, I know the Lord said he's going to heal me, but I still keep doing it. I don't care. He's going to heal you. You say, oh, but I know the Lord said I was going to do, you know, great things. It's going to come. Just wait on him. Wait on him. You know the promise he made to Abraham and Sarah. They tried to interfere, but we can't do it. We can't interfere. We just have to wait and then wait and then wait and wait. You know, Sarah and Abraham, they laughed because they said, Lord, now we old people. You must have made a mistake. God don't ever make a mistake. So wait on his promises. They coming. They coming. They coming. They coming. I reassure you, they coming. They coming. They coming. Just wait. Well, we have Jackie on with us this morning from Jacksonville, Florida, the cousin of Pastor Donna Hawkins. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Everything's going to be okay. On the way to downtown to see what's going on with the parade today. And going to work and going to the parade.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, we have the Veterans Parade today.
Yeah, we used to call it Officers Day, but it's Veterans Day. Okay, all right, all right. Well,
okay,
what
all right. Either way.
Huh?
I will trust in the Lord.
Okay.
Okay. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Until I die, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. And I wanna treat everybody everybody right until I die, until I die. And I want to treat everybody right. I want to treat everybody right. I want to treat everybody right until I die. I'm gonna stay on this battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield until I die, till I die. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on this battlefield. And I'm gonna stay on the battlefield until I die. Then I'm gonna trust in the Lord. I'm gonna trust in the Lord. I'm gonna trust in the Lord until I die. Till I die. I'm gonna trust in the Lord. I'm gonna trust in the Lord, and I'm gonna trust in the Lord until I die. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're gonna trust in the Lord. Not just Jackie, but all of us. We're gonna trust in the Lord till we leave earth, till He call us home. We're soldiers in His army, and we're going to trust in Him. We're soldiers in the army of the Lord, and we're going to trust in Him till we die. You know, the battle sometimes can get hard, but we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. And you know what? When the battle gets hard, that's when we got to hold on to His unchanging hand even more. We got to keep holding on and holding on. He don't let go of us. We let go of Him. We let go of His hand. But we got to say, Lord, I'm going to stay on the battlefield as a soldier, and I'm going to trust in You till I die. We got to be hard soldiers. You know, we got to be continuously on the battlefield. When we get tired, we take a break, we go on, you know, TDY, and we come back ready again to fight the battle of the Lord. Well, it is word time this morning. We have a mighty woman of God on with us from Middletown, Ohio, where I went to high school. She and her husband, Pastor Jamie Coates, her name is Pastor Tori Coates, and they are pastors at the New Era Baptist Church in Middletown, Ohio. They're the proud parents of two children, two grandchildren, and she's a woman on fire for the Lord. She teaches school. She loves children, and I thank God for what He's doing in Pastor Tori's life, because she's on the battlefield for the Lord, and she said, look, I'm going to serve Him until I die. So she don't give up. You know, we fight our battles, and I thank God she's a prayer warrior. She's an intercessor. She prays for me, and her prayers get answers. So I thank the Lord for this woman of God, Pastor Tori Coates. Good morning, Pastor Tori. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. Thank God for you coming on with us this morning.
Oh, good, good. I hope everyone is doing well this morning.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Okay, today I bring you a word from 2 Kings, the 19th chapter and the 35th verse. And it simply says, and it came to pass on a certain night that the angel of the Lord went out and killed in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when people arose early in the morning, there was a corpse, all dead. And I want to pretty much just kind of tie this into Family Day and with a title called God Will Do the Unthinkable. And God would do the unthinkable. And so as we look at this story, we're going to talk about how God can do the unthinkable in our lives as family. so many times in our family lives, we have so many different situations going on. We have so many trials and tribulations. We have the baggage from our past and all of those types of things. But at the end of the day, we have to continue to trust in God and know that Jesus, because of the fact that Jesus died on the cross and came back to life, that God sent the Holy Spirit, that he will move and that he will do things that are unthinkable and things that we would never imagine will take place. So as I give you a little background on this story, what I want you to understand is that the Assyrians had built a mighty empire. They were a group of people who were very fierce and very cruel when they conquered their lands. And they had advanced technology and weaponry and had learned all different types of ways to use iron to make weapons. And they were very cruel. They were not of God. And the Assyrians were trying to go around, and they were actually trying to kill attack Jerusalem. So in verse 10, the Assyrian king sent a message to Hezekiah. And it says, "Thus you shall speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, do not let your God in whom you trust deceive you. Jerusalem shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria." So at this point in time, he is threatening Hezekiah, and he is threatening him. He has insulted God on numerous occasions, and so he is a man that Hezekiah is really now afraid of. And the reason why he is afraid of him is because of the reputation that he has and because of the things that he has represents. And he knows that if he attacks Jerusalem, that he will destroy Jerusalem. So after hearing that, Hezekiah, he prays to God. And he prays to God. And when he gives prayer to God, he says, give honor to God. And he honors God during this time. And he basically tells God that he is the Lord of Lords. And then he goes on to tell God that this king, Sennacherib, has insulted you. And then he tells God, he's like, God, he said the Assyrians are a horrible group of people, and that they will come in and they will destroy us. And so then now he goes on to say, now therefore, O Lord our God, I pray, and he pleads, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are the Lord God, you alone. And so he went on. So the point that I want to make to you is that when you have a situation that seems like there's no way out, you look to the left, there's no way out. You look to the right, there's no way out. You look to the up, there's no way out. You look down, there's no way out. Then we pray to God, and we pray, and we just give it all to God. And so then it is this point in time that God answers his prayer, Hezekiah's prayer, in a very long prayer. And you can read that at your if you have time, but assures him that King Sennacherib will not defeat Jerusalem. And so it is at this point in time, he tells Hezekiah and the people of Jerusalem, he tells them that they should go to bed in verse 35, and he tells them that they should go to bed. And in verse 35, what he says is, and when they woke up, and it came to pass on a certain night that the angel of the Lord went out and killed in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when people arose early in the morning, there were the corpse all dead. And because of Sennacherib's cruelty and hatred for the Lord, he eventually was killed by his son, his two sons. So I just want you all to think about the fact that they went to bed. So in order for them to go to bed, they had to trust God. So in order, when you have a situation going on, you have to pray, and then the next thing, you have to trust God. Now, sometimes it looks like things. Now, I can just imagine how the enemy was trying to play with them and say, oh, when you wake up, you won't have your life. You won't have your children. But they had to put all of those thoughts outside of their mind because of what God had told them. And God had told them that he was going to defeat Assyria. And so at this point in time, and then the fact that the Lord, he does something amazing. He doesn't do anything where they use their weapons. He doesn't do anything like that. But he does a supernatural thing. And that supernatural thing was to send an angel not to kill 1,000 soldiers or 10,000 soldiers or 100,000 soldiers, but 185,000 soldiers. Oh, hallelujah. What God can do, the unthinkable. And so I just want to tell you about a story in which God can do the unthinkable. I am reminded of a story about my son. And my son had played, had challenges in academics, and he played football. And he started his freshman year. And he started playing football his freshman year, and he didn't do too well. And then he played his sophomore year, and he caught a couple of passes. He plays as wide receiver. And then his junior year, he started catching more passes. But the coaches on the team, even though the team was winning like 40-0 and 60-0, my son did not even touch the ground on that Friday night when the varsity team was played. And I held my peace, and my husband and I, we held our peace because we were mad. We were like, that's not right. That's not right. But, oh, my Father God had a different plan for my son, because when he came back his senior year, hallelujah, he came back, he caught that ball and had over 496 yards. And not only did he have 496 yards, but he also had six touchdowns. And he was the second in the league of catching the football. And so the first time he caught the ball, we told him, we said, and all of this is the result of prayer. Because each time, every year, his freshman year, sophomore year, and junior year, praying. And sometimes he would come in here, and his senior year, he came in my room, and he said, Mama, he said, this is just not working out. I've done my best. I really have gone up and beyond the call of duty, and it's just not working out. And I just began to intercede and pray. And we intercede and pray, and then he began to pray. And so when he began to pray is when God began to move. And on the first time that he caught the ball, my husband said, you need to be shouting. He said, oh, Daddy. He said, yes, when I caught that ball, I said, thank you, God. I said, thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to do the unthinkable. So he did that. And then not only, see what is so miraculous about this and what is so unthinkable about this is, as we were planning his junior year, he was planning to go to a community college. But God had a different plan. And when God did the unthinkable in his life, what happened was that my son was asked by at least five different schools
to come to their school and to be a part of their football team, and that they were going to give him a scholarship, or they were going to give him a partial scholarship, excuse me. And so it is the fact that God can do the unthinkable. Perhaps you're living in a marriage that seems completely dead or lifeless, but just continue to pray and intercede, because I know for a fact God will turn it around, because God will do the unthinkable in your marriage. All the things that you wanted out your marriage, he will give it to you. If you want him to say how much he loves you, he'll give it to you. If you want her to cook dinner for you and feed it to you at the table, he'll give it to you. He will do the unthinkable. And God can do the unthinkable. And when you, if your spouse loses their job, God will work it out to where he will move mightily and give your spouse a job where not only will he make more money, but have work less hours. Hallelujah. God will do the unthinkable. God will do the unthinkable. And if one of your family members becomes sick, God will do the unthinkable. I'm reminded of a time when my father was on his deathbed, and he was in the ICU for 70 days. And God did the unthinkable through prayer and trusting God. If you're having financial woes and having financial problems, God will do the unthinkable. If your children are having problems in school, whether it's behavior or whether it's academic, you stand up for your child, you be an advocate for your child, you make your child take on their responsibility. If they do something wrong, don't cover it up for them. Tell them what's the truth. Don't always go up and cuss out the teachers. Don't always go up and say that the teachers are not doing what they're supposed to do, but partner with the teachers and pray and trust God. So God will do the unthinkable, and we are living in a time where the family is attacked. And because of the fact that we're living in a time that the family is attacked, we have to continue to stay on our knees. And even though your children, when they graduate from high school, you still have to stay on your knees and you pray for those kids. It's even harder because you don't even know what's going on in their lives. But the Lord, Holy Spirit, will just give you this feeling that you need to pray, because then God will do the unthinkable in your family and will continue to move you to the levels that you need to be moved to. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Woo, what an awesome word. God will do the unthinkable. You know, she told the story about Hezekiah and the one that hated God, and how Hezekiah interceded and prayed before the God, before God, and God did the unthinkable. Yeah, the king died, killed by his two sons. So I thank God for Pastor Tori's message. God will do the unthinkable. She said, you know, if you're having problems in your marriage, in you know, with your wife, with your husband, having problems with your children, God will do the unthinkable. Just hang in there, she said. So I thank God. That was an encouraging message. It was an on-time word. God will do the unthinkable. You're having financial problems, God will do the unthinkable. Whatever it is, it's not too hard for God. Nothing is impossible to our God. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So when you feel like giving up, say, Lord, I know I can do all things through you who strengthen me. I can do all things through you. God will do the unthinkable. Oh, my God. Pastor Tori, that was awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And I thank God for you. Well, we have a woman of God on here this morning, Prophetess Lawson. I'm going to ask Prophetess Lawson if she will pray for you, Pastor Tori. Good morning, Prophetess Lawson.
Good morning, Sister G.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. And for the part of the word that I heard, I agree. It was awesome. And I thank God for the woman of God delivering that message in this timely hour, because most people, they're looking at their lives and they're trying to, and Satan is trying to tell them, things are impossible, but not, that's not true in God. And I just thank God for the word.
Amen. Can you pray for Pastor Story this morning?
Yes, ma'am. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank and I praise you, Lord God, for this vessel that you call you, that of the name of Pastor Tori, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that she's sown on today. We thank you for the rhema words that she's imparted unto our lives. God, I thank you, Lord God, that as she has lamented over the word, oh God, I thank you, Lord God, that you gave a revelation and knowledge and even an additional blessing for the word that was sown, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for Sister Tori, and we thank you for that word that she's given. Lord, let it be a light unto her pathway. Lord, order her steps even the more, oh God, direct her path, Lord God. Clear out any clutter, oh God. Father, then we bind every spirit, Lord God, that want to retaliate for such a word that was given. God, we come against anything, Lord God, that would come against her. We stand in agreement with your word that she should be blessed and highly favored. And, Lord God, we ask you now this to do the exceedingly or above that we can ask or think. Bless her in every area that she stands in need of, God. We ask you, Lord God, hallelujah. Oh, God, just to strengthen her body even the more. We pray healing is her virtue, God. We thank you, Lord God, for this moving on her behalf and anything that she's duty-bound to pray for. Lord God, we come in agreement with her prayers for the life of her children and her grandchildren or whomever she's duty-bound to pray for. We come in agreement, Lord God, that as she speaks life to every dead situation, that we come in agreement that it shall live and not die but declare the works of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you have imparted. Hallelujah, glory to God, and that it shall be done. And we thank you, Lord God, that not a word that she spoke will fall to the ground and die, but she'll live and accomplish that what she said it to do. In your son Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that prayer.
Amen.
Thank God for Pastor Tori, because that was an on time, just a very word, relevant word that we need in this hour. So much is going on in the family. We just feel like giving up. And you know, I think, you know, that God was unthinkable. Sometimes we think all is lost. We think, you know, there ain't no way out the situation. You tried this, you tried that. But did you try God? You know, I love it when Miss Ludell come on. She's not on right now, but she come on. She said, try God. That song she sang, try God. That's what we got to do, try God. When all else failed, try God. We tried this way, we tried that way, we tried the other way. We pray, we fast to try God and wait. Wait on the Lord. Be still and be of good courage. And he'll renew your strength to wait some more and wait until he brings it to pass. We can't bring things to pass, but he can do it. So we just got to wait on the Lord, trust in him, and he's going to bring it to pass. Well, you know, it's salvation time, and I thank God for all of you, because all of us on here today are saved, set free, filled with the Holy Spirit. I thank God for each of you. And, of course, we already know backsliding is not an option. We just can't go back. We got to move forward. We got to run, hunger, and thirst after God like never before, because the devil's running after us. But we say, oh, no, we cut him off at the root. We cut his head off so his babies won't even come and follow us. But we thank God today. Scripture says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me, brought us out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, put a new song in our mouth, even praise unto him. Many shall see what God is doing in our lives, and they're going to turn from their wicked ways because of our testimony, because of what we're doing, because of how the Lord has brought us through. So it's testimony time. Anybody have a testimony today? Testimony time. All right. Let's see if Jackie can have the first one. Go ahead. Got a testimony? Yes. Speak a little bit louder, please.
Sister G, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. This is Prophet Lawson. I just want to give this.
Speak a little bit louder.
Okay. I said I want to give this testimony.
Okay.
I think, I should say, and then I also want prayers for Jasmine Bullock. I will say this, that I went to see her in the hospital. And even when she went in the hospital, God gave me this revelation. The doctors came in late in the afternoon, and they were looking at a graph or her statistics of her medical situation from that morning. From that morning until the time they had walked in, God had shrunk. She had so much swelling. The swelling was gone. We were believing God that not just for healing, but the swelling would decrease. Well, the doctor was looking at the scan, and then we told the doctor, stop looking at the old report, but look at the new report. Hallelujah, glory to God. And then he said, well, this is all I got. We should not look at her body. And when he looked at the body, he said, it looked like, but there's still probably something there. So then we had to cancel out his words, because his thing was that the medicine, she needed more medicine. And we know we just needed to stand in faith. And so I just wanted to give the testimony that faith shrunk the fluid. The lady came in to try to drain the fluid. There was no fluid to be drained because God drained the fluid. And that's come. I still tell everybody, God is the healer. God still works miracles. God is still doing everything we read in the Bible. We just need to stand in faith and see the salvation of the Lord. And part of salvation is healing. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, well, we're going to have prayer time soon. I thank God for each of you. I'm going to ask Pastor Tori, could you pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins? Could you pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins? And she is the pastor of Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky, and her husband and her children, grandchildren, just for her and even for herself. You could pray for her, Pastor Tori.
Sure. Okay, Pastor Donna.
Okay. Yeah, Pastor Donna Hawkins, yes.
Father God, we thank you for this glorious day. We give you all the praise and all the honor. Lord, we just love you and we magnify you. We glorify your name. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, for moving mighty, Lord, moving, and touching, Lord, in Pastor Donna and her husband's life, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for continuing to strengthen their marriage, Father God, and continuing to strengthen that communication, Father God. Father God, we know, Lord, that being pastors of a church, Father God, can be very lonely sometimes, Father God. And sometimes, Lord, we just ask right now, Lord, that you would just bless them with what they need, Father God. Lord, if it is your will, Father God, for them to take a trip, Lord, where they just go on a week to 2 week trip, Lord, just to kind of release, Father God, and to just allow you to pour into them, Father God. I pray that you would just move their finances, Lord. And, Lord, not only will you move their finances, but, Lord, that you would make it a priority for them, Father God. I pray that both of them would be in agreement as you make it a priority for them to go and actually have this time, Lord, so that you can pour into them, Father. And, Father God, I pray for their children, Lord, that you would continue to move mightily, Lord, with their children, Lord. Lord, you know everything that's going on with their children, and I pray right now, Lord, that you would touch, Lord. Lord, the challenges that they have, Father God, I pray right now, Lord, that you would bring about wisdom with them. Father God, I pray right now, Lord, that some of them are frustrated and feel like wanting to stray, Lord. I pray right now, Lord, that you would just move mightily, Lord, and you would just continue to allow them to understand that the best thing in life is to stick with you, God. And, Lord, I thank you for the grandchildren, Lord. I thank you for moving mightily. I thank you for them understanding, being loving and understanding with their parents and knowing what's going on with their parents, Father God, and, Lord, that they will continue to grow. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. I rebuke any spirits, Father God, of behavior situations ADD, anything that will prevent them from being able to be successful in school. Lord, I pray for teachers, Father God. I pray for teachers, Lord, that will have favor with them, Lord. I pray for teachers who will challenge their kids, challenge their grandkids to do what they're supposed to do, Father God. I pray for teachers who will have a loving and compassionate spirit and yet structured spirit, and will hold them accountable, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for moving, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus over the church and over their families and over their congregation. And, Father, I thank you right now for dispatching your angels right now in the midst of the storm and calming down the sea. And, Lord, I thank you for the Holy Spirit just coming in right now in the name of Jesus and moving like never before and coming in, Lord. I pray that on tomorrow, Father God, hallelujah, that you will allow that Holy Spirit to touch and destroy every demonic influence, every imp, Father God, that is trying to uprise right now, Lord, uprise against this a couple, Lord. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We receive it right now, hallelujah. I pray right now that the addiction will be destroyed. Depression will be destroyed. I pray that as the word comes forth, Father God, that people who are demonic will just fall out, Father God. I stand on the word, Lord, because your word says that we will do greater things than what you have, and that these two pastors will do the mighty, mighty work of you, the signs and the wonders on tomorrow. Holy Spirit, I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that prayer. Hallelujah. Well, we're continually praying this morning. I'm going to ask Prophetess Lawson, could you pray for Jackie Travis, her husband, her two daughters, and their her ministry with the senior citizens, if you could pray and ask the Lord lead. Thank you so much, Pastor Tori, for that prayer for Pastor Donna Hawkins and her family and church.
You're
Father
welcome.
God, Father God, we just thank and we praise you, God, for Sister Jackie Travis, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have anointed her with the ministry of helps, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that as a ministry of helps, Lord God, as you saw in the book of Acts, oh God, Lord God, that he called for this whole church to create deacons, oh God, that will help the widow woman. And Lord God, because it's your desire, oh God, that the whole body of Christ be taken care of, oh God. Father, we thank you because we see your heart, and Lord God, and you place that heart of love, that heart of compassion, that heart of caretaking unto Sister Jackie Travis, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for who you've molded her into, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that is there anything, Lord God, that is not like you, that's trying to buffet her and change her and move her out of direction, oh God, as any sickness, any disease, or anything that's attaching her life, her husband's life, or even her children's life, we bind it now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, that there's any principalities, any powers or rulers that's trying to distort her children's mind from serving you and being so submissive and honoring their parents, oh God. We bind that spirit now, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, that we plead the blood over Jackie Travis' life and her husband and her children, oh God. And even the people in the nursing home, the people, Lord God, that she's caring for. God, we speak long life to them, Lord God. That we thank you, Lord God, that we speak health and strength to their body. We send a word of healing. We send a word of restoration. We send a word of restore, oh God. And we send a word of strength unto the physical bodies of the elderly, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that, oh God, it's not by any man's might or not by any man's power, but it's by your spirit, Lord God, that Jackie Travis, her husband, her children, and those that are connected to the nursing home, Lord God, shall live and have their being, oh God. We loose the Holy Spirit to rest, rule, and abide, Lord God, in the midst of their congregation, oh God, in the midst of the nursing home. And Lord God, and we thank you for the leading of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit will guide and
teach and train her, Lord God, in anything and everything concerning the elderly, Lord God, that she may fulfill it, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for strength, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, have let her walk even more with holy boldness, oh God, as she lay hands and touch the senior's body, that she'll command whatever that's attacking the seniors, Lord God, to loose them, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, that for all that you're doing through the ministry gift of Jackie Travis, through her husband that has to also take care of the home, and we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in the lives of the children, that they all should be blessed. In your son Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you all. I thank God for the prayers that have gone forth. I'm going to ask Pastor Donna, can you pray for Desmond Bullock, the lady that Prophetess Lawson was talking about in her testimony. You could pray for her continued healing and that she's completely healed.
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, we bow this morning, acknowledging who you are, for you are God, and beside thee there is none other. Father, we do come thanking you, Lord, for what you've already done, Lord. Lord, you've been so good to us. We thank you for all of your blessings, Lord, the blessings that you've bestowed upon us, Lord. But, Lord, right now I have a special request for Sister Bullock, Lord. Lord, you made her. You know all about her, and you know what's going on in her body right now, Lord. Lord, we know that you are more than a doctor. You are a healer, and there's nothing too hard for you. So we're asking for a healing touch, Lord, for my sister, Lord. Lord, bless her. Touch her body, Lord. Heal her body, Lord, if it be your holy will. Lord, we do know that you're able, Lord. Lord, we're reminded of the lady with the issue of blood, and she said in her heart, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole, Lord. So, Lord, we do know that you've got the power to make this sister whole, Lord. So bless Sister Bullock, Lord. Make her whole again, Lord, if it be your holy will, Lord. Lord, we thank you, knowing in days past you have heard and answered our prayers, Lord. And right now, Lord, we just ask for a special blessing for my sister, Lord. Lord, bless her. Keep her in your care, Lord, as only you can, Lord. Lord, we know that all sickness is not unto death, Lord. And, Lord, we do know that you have the final decision. You have the final say, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask that you would heal her body if it be your will, Lord. Lord, we're leaning and depending on you, standing on your word and trusting in you, Lord. Lord, we thank you in advance for what you're going to do, Lord. Because no matter what the outcome is, Lord, you're still going to get the glory. No matter what the outcome is, still a winner, Lord. Lord, whether the healing comes on this side or the other side, Lord, she's still a winner, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, that you are able, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. I thank God for prayer warriors. Oh, my God, you know, you all know y'all can pray, intercede, come, touch heaven, hallelujah. Well, does anyone have anything they want to add this morning, because it's closing time on Bible Storyland? I thank God for each of you all coming on this morning. Thank God for the word. Thank God for the singing. Thank God for the prayers. Nobody like our God. He's an awesome God, a mighty God, and I thank God that I know him. Oh, my God, what would we do without the Lord? We need the Lord, and I thank God, you know, for the word that went forth from Pastor Tori. That was a mighty word. You know, God can do, you know, such wonderful things. God will do the unthinkable, and he will. He's done it many times. So anybody have anything they want to add this morning or say this morning before we close out? All right. Well, I love each of you. You already know God loves you. We will not air next Saturday. We'll be back on the fourth Saturday. So I love you. God loves you even more than I love you. So have an awesome God-filled day, God-filled week, God-filled month, and a God-filled year. You know the year is closing out. So we got to continually hold on to God's unchanging hand while he do the unthinkable in our lives. Love y'all.
Love you, too.
Love you,
too.
Right,
yes? Did you say something? thank you.